My name is Julien Ball, J-U-L-I-E-N, last name B-A-L-L. I'm an organizer with the Free Them All Coalition Bay Area and DSA San Francisco.
Okay, and talk about what is happening tomorrow in San Francisco.
Yeah, so as we know, the human rights abuses by ICE under the Trump administration have been horrific. Kids in cages, as we all know, crisis at the border, and just even ignoring what few protections migrants have had in the past. But a return to the status quo is also not acceptable. Under Obama, for good reason, immigrant organizers called the Obama the deporter in chief. And so we're here to tell the new Biden administration and Trump, as long as he's still in office, that we need to close the camps. We need to stop deportations and we need full legalization for all. The alternatives offered to the cruelty of the Republicans, the so-called path to legalization that often gets talked about, giving some people legalization in exchange for heightened border security, just really means more suffering at the border. And it all needs to stop, and we need full rights for immigrants and stop the deportations immediately.
You mentioned children in cages, and we all know that many children have been separated from parents when crossing the borders, and it sounds like some are still not reunited. Do you have an update on where that's at and what efforts are being taken to reunite these families, which I guess is still under the Trump administration?
Yeah, I mean, it's really shocking, but I guess not surprising that the Trump, and we all know why this happened, the Trump administration began their so-called zero tolerance policy of separating kids from their families without any plan, like without even being able to track anybody. I know there are legal organizations and nonprofits that are doing their best to track people, but it's unfortunately, when you set up a system that's so arbitrary and inhumane, there's just really, it's just very hard.
And how much traction do you feel like, as somebody who's on the ground doing this organizing work, how much traction do you feel that Trump's narrative that he's been kind of running and the rhetoric around, well, these children are just, you know, he's really put forward this narrative that these children are just coming kind of as tools for these other people, and dangerous rhetoric, really, it seems. But yeah, talk about what role do you think that kind of rhetoric has had in shaping Americans' views on issues like immigration and even the humanity of these children?
Well, I think when you look at poll after poll, the majority of people are actually pro-immigrant. They think immigrants contribute to this country, and actually that we should be having a more humane immigration policy. More than anything, what the Trump administration has done is consolidated and helped organize a base of people who are hostile to that idea, and really cohered them around a program, right? A program of, you know, people are hurting, and that kind of message can have an appeal to some people, you know, obviously mostly white, who maybe are downwardly mobile in some cases, but really who are open to a message that blames folks who aren't the problem, that blames immigrants. So if anything, it's organized people who are receptive to that, but that is not the majority of this country. The majority is pro-immigrant and wants humane solutions. And what we need is an unapologetic message that is pro-immigrant. If we say, well, let's just deport some people, or if we say, well, sure, let some of them in and you know, but have more border security, you're not really, Trump is able to organize people around his program. We need our own program. So we need to be unapologetic in demanding what we want.
So Trump is in office a couple more months, and then it will go to the Biden administration, God willing, right? We know he's not willingly accepting this or willingly walking away, or even, you know, planning on conceding power, at least at this moment in time. So let's just say that, let's assume that it all happens and the Biden administration does in fact take over, as they've been elected to do. What are you asking for? It looks like the end of ICE detention centers, but talk about what you want the Biden administration to accomplish with this kind of mess, part of which Biden contributed to when he was the vice president under the Obama policy that you mentioned earlier.
Yeah, I mean, he needs to make it right. Starting on day one or in his first 100 days, right? He needs to stop deportations, which is actually something he said he would do. So he needs to be held to that. Number two, full legalization for all 11 million undocumented immigrants. Number three, close the camps. All of those things need to happen for us to get to a humane immigration policy.
And what kind of response do you expect him to have, you know, on really being held accountable to first his promise, but then there's a couple of other really big asks that sound very important as well. Are you optimistic?
I'm optimistic about is that there are a growing number of people who are questioning the status quo and who want to see that change. It's going to take millions of those people getting out into the streets at the end of the day. It's going to take marches, mass movements, strikes, civil disobedience. We unfortunately can't rely on a Biden administration to do the right thing because we ask him to, but we can also push him to do the right thing if we build the kinds of movements with the power we need.
So you're counting on really people mobilizing and really pushing forward and amplifying this message.
Yes, that's right.
Fantastic. What else would you like to add? I think you've covered a lot of the details. Anything else you'd like us to know about tomorrow's action or future actions or things we should keep an eye on?
Yeah, so the other issue here in the state of California, our own version of the lesser evil, Governor Newsom, actually has just passed the buck and said, well, this is a federal issue. ICE is the one that's inhumane. But he has the power immediately on day one to stop, or as of today, to stop transfers from prisons into ICE detention. He has the power to authorize an investigation into the conditions in ICE facilities. He has the power to stop all expansion of ICE facilities. Organizers have chained themselves to his house because he wasn't listening to them, and he still won't listen. And so we need action on a federal level. We need action on a local level. And we also need to stop all the private prison profiteers. We'll be marching past a GEO Group facility. Many people don't know this, but GEO Group, which runs some of the major detention camps in California, has a contract for a reentry facility that they run in San Francisco. So we'll be starting at Union Square at 1 p.m. So people should join us there. We'll be marching to the GEO Group facility, and then we'll be ending at the federal building.
Okay, so even though I said we were almost done, I'm going to ask you one more question about that. So regarding the GEO Group facility, I think this is an important part because I think people forget that there are people who are profiting from these detention centers. So maybe let's talk about that link a little bit before I let you go.
Yeah, so most immigration detention is done by private corporations. So they have contracts to fill up their beds, right? And that means there's a direct incentive to be as inhumane as possible. And the more they spend on adequate healthcare or nutritious food, the less money they make. and you saw their profits soar under the Trump administration. The Obama administration had allowed these corporations to grow throughout his entire administration. But one of the things he did on his way out is he passed an executive order to phase out private prison detention. Obviously that made it very easy for an incoming Trump administration to reverse. So the Biden administration has said they're against private prison detention. So that's another good promise that we want to hold them to.
Awesome. Okay. Anything else you want to add?
I think that's it.